Lucid Dream, part 6 of the audiobook. The index guide for this chapter was already read in the end of the last audiobook. It's about emotion, healing, species-appropriate livestock, and unblocking evolution. Here you see the collected index hashtags. The chapter after this goes deeper into capiche and copy nature and everything else that wanted to be included. This last third of Lucid Dream was already written before the details about the time turn hit me 3 months ago. What follows is also revealing in many perspectives, yet the most important stuff was already said in the last chapters. Just have to note that if you have a feeling of already knowing enough or first researching other things, then just skip it. Sound of silent. There is no time. Everyone should meditate at least 20 minutes a day. If you don't have time, then 1 hour. Joke or real? Indeed, this is more than a joke. Focus. The meaning of being focused is far outer time concept. Silence is basically now. In short, shut up. Zero. Tell this your thoughts, and you will level up. Silence speaks when words can't. Silent day. Reflect and listen. Concert of silence. My job is about listening. To teach the world listening. Real aim in life. From Neelix Dayden Klofgeiser. The meaning of focus lies far beyond our experience. An absolute focus is the resonance frequency in which you are God. Concentration that acts on consciousness with its infinite possibilities. Distraction destroys focus. Silence of thoughts. Here a tip for meditation and thought silence. If you don't allow your eyes to move, absolute staring. This works also with open eyes over a long time. Then you can observe how you still can sense and see everything while your thoughts are gone. Or similar, to imagine the light connection between your crown and your nose tip. The 45-degree angle, directly through the middle of your eyes. What also prevents the left and right side of your brain to always communicate with each other. And therewith is silence. You can focus on your heart and feeling. And when then thoughts appear, they are much more a background echo. And don't disturb your focus anymore. It takes as long as it takes. The number of steps is countable. Time doesn't exist anyway. Be liquid with what you do. And that is what empowers me to make the Lucid Dream multilingual, multimedial, as long as it takes. Because it takes as long as it takes. Time was created to keep people working. Today, I won't react to 1,000 impulses, but no one. Level intuition. That what is real is the here and now. That is what you see, hear, feel, your impulse, intuition, charisma, radiation, that what everyone has. Everything else are just faith images. In intuition, the golden section is embedded. Here is quoted How to Be an Artist, poetry by Josef Beuys. Stay loose. Learn to watch snails. Plant impossible gardens. Invite someone dangerous for tea. Make little signs that say yes and post them all over your house. Make friends with freedom and uncertainty. Look forward to dreams. Cry during movies. Swing as high as you can on a swing set by moonlight. Cultivate moods. Refuse to be responsible. Do it for love. Take a lot of naps. Give money away. Do it now. The money will follow. Believe in magic. Laugh a lot. Celebrate every gorgeous moment. Have wild imagines, transformative dreams, and perfect calm. Draw on the walls. Read every day. Imagine yourself enchanted. Giggle with children. Listen to old people. Open up. Dive in. Be free. Bless yourself. Drive away fear. Play with everything. Entertain your inner child. You are innocent. Build a fort with blankets. Get wet. Hug trees. Write love letters. And dance as much as you can. By Josef Beuys in 1895. Just because. Picking up flowers inwardly. Epic. Just say thank you for your existence. I bow my head in front of life. Thank you, World Formula. Emotion. Freedom. An art lecturer wrote in a correspondence, "The feeling of freedom must it be that gives you the strength to live like that?" Yes, the feeling of freedom. It's maximum when I bicycle across bridges, look into the distance. Feeling of freedom is the most beautiful kick in life. I think about the Aboriginals in the infinitely most beautiful epic landscapes on this planet. Every day you would be falling in love again with it. That was my feeling glancing at the stunning, amazing view at the cliffs in the Spanish mountains. We live here. The art lecturer continues. I conclude that you had to bear forms of unfreedom in a way that you have suffered so much that all this now must be better than what had been done to you before. Maybe so. In fact, I've long forgotten all this. There are no trauma. The pessimist is the fertilizer. Jehovah's Witnesses are a preparer of evolution, dying thought patterns, as well as the other religions. With the paradise, they were just right. much more than the Catholics, with heaven and hell. That must really be said. It's just that we ourselves bring the paradise. Anarchy, love, unity. Maximum freedom is to be able to go always to the zero point. Everything is good there. Equilibrium. Zero. Sphere of mind. Opinion is irrelevant. My mom sometimes said, if that is so, then I take everything back and claim the opposite. Stay liquid. And I always confuse left and right. I'm left-handed, and that is always in verse. Think less, feel more. I'm a friend of no judgment. It is. All is well. No please and no thanks. No farewell and no missing. I am where am I in my moment. Everything else is not of importance, not part of my reality. Minimum requirement for magic. Workshop in magic. Trigger enthusiasm. Space forming resonance. Life is a rave. Beauty of fight. A tribute to the film I've seen the most often in my youth. Fight Club. It's not as easy as it sounds. Most people, ordinary people, just do anything to avoid a fight, says Tyler Durden. Push, beat, and wrestle with friends. In former times, children sometimes just came back from school with bruises. Violence Adventure Park. Fight clubs in an attentive atmosphere, in a connected space, can create a peaceful, balanced species. The mindful expression of any kind of emotion and impulse is just human. Of course. Hustlings were former days part of everyday's life for children. Look at lion babies. If playful violence is denied, there is an imbalance. Material art is more than wealth and not loosener. It's balance, river. Be water, my friend, said Bruce Lee. Escalation is fully important. Metal and punk music have invented pogo, slam dance. Vibe meets impulse. Uproaring body collisions in crowds. Pogo is fun. Full contact. Let's throw all sleeping bags together and fight. Fight Club epic movie quotes. Get out of your apartment. Meet a member of the opposite sex. Stop the excessive shopping and masturbation. Quit your job. Start a fight. Prove your life. If you don't claim your humanity, you will become a statistic. You have been warned. This week, each of you has a homework assignment. You're gonna start a fight with a total stranger. You're gonna start a fight, and you're gonna lose. This only after we have lost everything. We are free to do everything. Reject the basic assumptions of civilization, especially the importance of material possessions. Coming to the zero point is not a weekend holiday. You are the singing, dancing scum of the earth. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. You are not real. That gun isn't. That gun isn't even in your hand. The gun is in my hand. Tyler Durden a la Brad Pitt and the nameless protagonist mapped by Edward Norton in Fight Club are both the same person. Who has allowed you to tramp with your filthy feet in a stranger's head? This is what a Chinese grandmaster said after slapping someone, in response to being bubbled. Live what you feel. Speak truth. Obedience dies off. Escalation is fully important. Awesome eats normal. Fantasy for president. Going crazy is fun. We stay crazy. Everything else would be madness. Emotion. Make noise. Drizzling, snaring, cheering. Be like wind. Like water. That is what happens to you when you become an original being. When you live in nature. Fuck music, make noise. Isn't it that sometimes laughing and crying sound similar? Beauty of cry. Sorry for the clear words in the book that pulverize your belief pictures. But I have no more desire to this world. We have experienced enough bad life, each of us. Almost every day since I'm writing on the book, something affects me and I have to cry. What would life be without emotion? Emotions are so beautiful. I love to cry. Be moved by love. Crying is so freeing. Thanks to a girlfriend sharing one of her deepest secrets with me. She has to cry after sex act. Highly sensitive. Emotional. Deeply. It's infinite. Crying is beautiful. Let go. Dissolve. All knots. All tensions, everything that ever had to be done. 0 point. Healing. What is of importance? What moves? Surround yourself with energies that do you good. Be with you. Party it when you're down. You are Earth. Lay back, come to rest, and heal. When you feel low energy, your DNA is being rebuilt. So enjoy, before the energy hits you soon again. Let yourself drift with brakes pressed. Heal mind. Illness is only a picture in your head. An energy you bind. You keep looping. The same looping energy as every negative thought. The same as an apple. Manifesting your reality. Dwell in your body. You are born healthy. It's up to you what you make out of it. Children, epic. children belong to themselves, are pure and perfect. What goes wrong is straightened when you become a stone energy, a tree energy. Take your sails out of the wind when the kiddies are annoying. Children have taught us so much. They remind us of what we wanted to be. Ask questions. Are here and now. Interest is focus. Let them just flourish and learn from them. Silence and rest, time and patience, respect for the nature and the woman giving birth, and respect for the art when her hips command nature. From Adam Elias von Siebold in 1775. Freedom for children. Upbringing. Let it be forgotten. There were enough fantastic books for the liberation of children education. I was influenced by Jean Lidloff's book, The Continuum Concept, in the 80s. She went to a native tribe to tell how the babies and children are grow up there. Revolutionized our society image and patterns. Baby sling is nest. Mother's womb is continuum. Breastfeeding is more than food. An almost forgotten knowledge about breastfeeding. When the mother knows about it, she can activate a cosmic link while breastfeeding. A river is built between mother and baby, which is connected to the universe. This is how Anastasia describes it in her books. Dolmen memory. Anastasia knows about it because her great-great-great-grandmother was one of the persons who chose to die healthy and alive in so-called dolmens, to transmit her ancient wisdom forever. Dolmen are pyramid tombs. There, scientists found bones of the dead ones in positions like sitting in the corner. They chose by themselves to be enclosed, to fast, to meditate, to die alive, in order to save truth. So we can remember old information. That's how it has been stored. Anastasia says that if you only get close to the dolmen, you can have access to the knowledge stored there. Thanks for sharing. The dolmen information storages and the magic of breastfeeding mothers is told in Anastasia Books Volume 3. Healing, short version. Dwell in your body. Body and mind are connected. Diseases are unconsciously maintained by belief images. All diseases can only by means of raw food, only by pure water, only by breathing, be healed. Each of the topics is about the reactivation of the primal information in our cells. In 2017, an extensive documentary about the curability of cancer by means of nutrition and natural medicine appeared. For the film, 131 doctors, scientists, and survivors from 27 different countries were brought together to create a million-fold supported movement. The body consists of 65% water, 35% minerals. The minerals, vitamins, trace elements can be filled by seeds, grains, wild herbs, nuts, berries. These have still the most primal information in a small space. A flaking system is a useful item to squeeze seeds. The stomach can otherwise not access the ingredients. Squeeze oil seeds with water and see the biofilm it forms. This is living information muesli. For example, with lion seeds, sesame, boxhorn clover, sunflower, brown kettle, hemp, and a lot more of easy-to-get seeds. Also, green smoothies are a method of inexpensive healing food. In addition to raw food, you can pick up the greenery of the plants. The chlorophyll of green plants is their blood, what has chemically almost the same structure as our blood hemoglobin. Carbohydrates and sugar is empty, have an acidity. To cure no matter what disease, an alkaline nutrition is essential. Vegetables and fruits to buy contain only a fraction of the original content of vitamins, minerals, and trace elements. We eat much more than we need. Studies showed that animals that eat the half live twice as long. We run the body on permanent lacking, so we also need more sleep. Fasted fasting, or fractal fasting, not only acts detoxifying and healing on all systems, but also brings the cells into a cell protection program, which slows aging. From my Herbwitch collection, I shared at the Lucid Dream homepage 10 pages about good-to-know plant medicine, about natural antibiotics, antifungicides, vinegar of the four thieves, henbane, superfoods. Yet it's in German, but you will find similar things in the net. The topic detoxify the pineal gland also leads to the cure of many ailments. A companion book on Heal Everything can be found under the keyword Underground Medicine, Forbidden Cures, in the web, but is also linked at the Lucid Dream homepage. Who activates his Merkaba can also produce body-own light food during fasting. The body can heal and produce everything itself. Get along with freedom. Herewith, you officially enter Unicorn Land. The perfect zero-point sphere. Everything very needed. Connected in nature. Fractal-like growth. All rooms in one. Home. Species-appropriate livestock prelude. Every human being should have steel beams around it, or trees, walls that bear, or branches. A retreat, a community, a garden, children, no matter if your own. Appropriate dwelling, universe in a trailer. I live in a flowable room, by dancing everything just a moment away. An intuitive user interface. Dozens of rooms in one. Everything interdependent, carrying, connecting. We are three. A spaceship. You've got everything with you. And where you land, grows a paradise. Vegan folks. I live in a museum. The moving castle. Maximum mix at minimal space. Here I am at home, Here I don't need keys. Still living apartment or living your dream? Trucks, trailers and side caravans. Tipis, container teeters, tree tents, air castles, railway wagons, geodetic domes, yurts, tree houses and towers. Design our playground. Forget the plastic caravan, camper and the throwaway tent. That is distincting. We love maximum brilliant. 0 point rooms. Da Vinci spheres. Decadent. Here a 360 view of my trailer. Fractal housing. 0 point cocoon of creation. My construction trailer could be sold to Apple. It's the perfect living creative spaceship. Upside down in the swing between a pending bed and the hanging kitchen. 20 rooms and one. Everything folds and nests itself. The walls are alive. Mr. Margarium's Wonder Empire. Everything around you can grow and grow. And you would always have infinite space, as long as the Da Vinci sphere around you is free. Trailer construction is dollhouse construction. Everything hangs, carries, connects. We are tree. Everything I can think of, below 3 seconds of range. I think of it, it is in my hand. And it is immediately tidied up. Items are caught, magnets, wires, branches, and the good old closest clips. Tensioning straps and chains mesh the spider web. Efficiency optimized space. You can also do everything by dancing, circling, swinging. The walls become a graphical user interface. Home zones alive. Wonder tribes. Here are some photos, but it is something like so or alike. Trailer parks are simply protected species. Here you shoot photos only with awareness. Private zones. Respect. Paradise around me. For 3 years, I live in habitats in city forests and have no more keys. It's a place, a circle. In the spring, the number of people that have space in and around my trailer is larger than in any flat. At least 12 ingenious sleeping places that unfold in the surrounding trees, as a geodome or a magic carpet, a steel luggage wagon. In the summer, I love sleeping directly on the roots of trees, or in the tree tent, or in one of the thousands of paradises in which I am connected. I'm liquid, I'm fluid. My home is the whole planet. My family everywhere. Hunter-gatherers. Fundus building materials. These sinking cities, the scrap metal, the abandoned buildings, the harbors, deliver everything. I am looking forward to the looter and plunder parties. Upcycling as lifestyle. Vandalism alive furniture. Houses and spaceships. Shoebox apartments, very inefficient. Edges collecting dirt, can't be moved. In villages and places, however, there are beautiful old courtyards, creative huts or airships. These can be symbiotically interwoven by a surrounding community in spaceship dwellings. Most trailer parks have in stock at least one house for all, for culture and community. Castles and mills want to be restored. Hermitage farms want to become a world cultural heritage. The beautiful towns and villages will experience flourishing transformations in sacred geometry style. The ugly buildings that disturb us, we can just blow up, collapsing new buildings. How cities can be built in sacred geometry structure was sketched at the end of the Thrive movie called Venus Project. All solutions are already there. You may still live in flats and at the same time build your own fractal living residential. In addition to a container, a truck, a van, a bus, a train, an aircraft carrier island, these are your mobile spheres for mission work abroad. Everything that has still a motor is a space shuttle variant of a house. Spaceships for all. As long as we are still in this 3D reality, we have access to dwellings that can easily be moved, that are modular, fractal, maximum efficient. There exist enough trucks, trailers, and containers for all. Amazing what capitalism left us. A Stone Age man would have killed for such a luxury. Now we wake up and see enough for all. What is useful, we metabolize. Free Wonderland. Fairy Tale 2.0. Architecture, sacred geometry. Perfect dwellings. Architecture can be maximally ingenious and simple. Geodetic domes, tree tents, mandala roofs, tipis, yurts. Architect Fuller showed geodetic domes in the 60s. How a shape of a minimum maximum space shape looks like. A modular house in igloo shape, consisting of triangles. Simple and fast in construction. Child-friendly plug-in system. It can also take other forms for thousands of people in one geodome. So, do-it-yourself geodome, very simple. There's an online calculator called aciddome1d.ru. There you can calculate your geodetic construction. Tree tent is perfection. A tree tent weighs in the smallest variant less than 4 kilos. Corresponds exactly to the sacred geometry, Da Vinci circle and the triangle. It's easy, it's durable, it's set up in 10 minutes. One can just land anywhere where trees span a triangle. Who once slept in a tree tent doesn't prefer a mattress anymore. My tree tent I call Delta Flyer, analogous to the shuttle from Star Trek Voyager. There's, by the way, also where the name Kes origins. The tree tent bends with your weight in a space curve. You have maximum degrees of freedom in three dimensions. You're even carried by the walls of the tent. It is like being in a baby sling at mother's body. The flexible surface where you lie on solves all sorts of back pains instantly. You can even experience something like a belly sleep on mother's belly, what was only possible when you were a baby or when you're in a tree tent that nests you. This is how the fabulous creatures live in the 21st century. Unblock Evolution, Prelude. I'm always just in time, no matter if others wait. The two most important words of each relationship: fuck you. The politeness had been abolished. Say no workshop. Don't forget to eat your lunch and make some trouble. Pippi Longstocking never feels embarrassed. Just don't give a fuck. You don't have to react. Decadence is gorgeous. Stop working. Cross the street in goose step. Music in ears. Unblock evolution. Ask what it means to be immortal. It's like with the mosquitoes. They don't care about death. We will be victorious. Ancient energies. Everyone is a shaman and can call a power animal, said Jan. Sounds crazy, but try to prove the inverse. Understand foreign language. You can also understand a foreign language, says Gor Timifi Rasadin. You just need to know it. To pray. Yes, can be meaningful. A focused state. You can just leave out the religious stuff. It's a meditation only with will and mental power, which brings pictures into the global memory. Therefore, prayers have always protected and co-formed the world. But do not pray to any god. Pray to yourself. Peace is not out there. Peace is in you. Become master. Did you notice that we were taught to pray to a father? There is also the female form in the universe, Pachamama. Maybe matriarchy was not a bad idea. You can be vulnerable and yet immortal. Here is an event last year. Collision with the forklift. Lost a liter of blood. Recalls what life was about. Thank you, stupidity. Have fun in failing. The fool are you. Inverse your rhythm. Do the opposite of before. When you're tired, just lay down, no matter at which time. If you want to dance, dance. Mobile phone in flight mode. Being available only twice a day or a week, instead of permanent online. Unblockade evolution. We disassemble everything and reconstruct. Healing for killers. For child molesters and sadists, suicide can be an option of healing. Because it has understand why he did. A person that doesn't love 100% himself destroys and tortures what it loves. Compensates for a gap in its energy field, torn in early childhood experiences. No matter if spiritual newborn or hard way, It's the kick of reincarnation. Healing minds. And for those who read, it triggers healing, so that we won't generate new offenders and victims. Forgive. Nazis extinct. Boah, the topic I've almost forgotten. Nazis die off, was clear anyway. Yet had been useful as well. What would we be without enemies? Life would have been boring. Thank you for being our playmates. All the epic punk would never have happened. And Hitler existed because it also has sometimes to go maximally bad. Murphy's Law is evolution. Punk kisses Nazi. Pogo is love. Here are Pogo Punk Electro lyric on the subject by Björn Peng, Das alte Lied, the old song. It's in German, so it's here translated. Dying, it must be like sleeping, just better. With a bit of luck, we soon have a third world war, in which the heads of all the sons of bitches are shattered. Yes, Germany should also disappear. These are all Nazis, or sons of Nazis. Now replace in the last line this with we. We are all Nazis, or sons of Nazis.
Sterben. Das muss wie Schlafen sein. Nur besser. Mit ein bisschen Glück haben wir bald einen dritten Weltkrieg, in dem allen Söhnen um mich herum die Köpfe zerschmettert werden. Ja, Deutschland müsste auch verschwinden. Das sind doch alles Nazis oder Söhne von Nazis. Ja, Deutschland müsste auch verschwinden. Das sind doch alles Nazis oder Söhne von Nazis. '88, Zerstörung Deutschlands durch die Russen. Dafür gibt es großen Beifall.
Go!
Alles Nazis. Alles Nazis. Köpfe zerschmettert. Köpfe zerschmettert. Köpfe zerschmettert. Köpfe
zerschmettert. Crummy antisocial. Everyone was once crummy antisocial. Got along with dirt and chaos. This is an evolutionary stage as for small children. You can ignore a long time what is to do. That is freedom. As long as no one else has to share the space with you, there's no problem. Everyone is king in his realm. Everyone is useful. Because simply no man on this planet is without meaning. Justice, a word that I rarely use, exists only in a global meaning. Justice for all. Everything else is relative, an opinion. As soon as you have to start thinking, you can stop again. Direct knowledge is there immediately. Everything else is ballast. Justice exists only global. The structure of justice can be scientifically decoded. See equilibrium balance in about 30 pages in Understanding Physics. What problem do we have with suicide? The most natural thought since there is consciousness. The pessimistic thoughts are fertilizer. Let yourself die. Yet meditation is the real death. Dying is also called DMT. That experience you can also have alive. A society forbidding darkest thoughts creates imbalance. Every human being is free to end its life. Only your connections are suffering. And thus in verse you have the feeling of losing the right to suicide. This just shows that we are inseparable linked to each other. And it doesn't matter. You can quit your life, but you will learn it. If not in this, then in the next life. And on goes the ever-continuing cycle through the DMT soup. The best counter-argument to suicide: go travel instead of dying. Get rid of everything. Pack your backpack. Go on a journey. You will find yourself. Clink clong. The strange meaning of self-murder will be history as soon as it becomes clear that death does not belong to life. Let's talk about shit and bladder inflammation. How to shit in the forest would be great if everyone hears. Dig a hole. Learn from the shit pit ash system at Rainbows. Ashes disinfects, prevents stinking and disease transmission. And plant toilet paper like plants. At some point, that what we shit will no longer stink. And if you're already at such clear topics, if you put a finger in the ass of your girlfriend, it's cool, but simply spread no bacteria. Bladder inflammation, thanks. Women have this mostly because of wrong sex. So here next topic is self-love. Closed torus. Egoist. A tree is a 100% egoist. A complete torus. What flows out above comes back from down. And vice versa. Because it cares about itself. The tree can be a beautiful habitat. I am who am I. Ego sum qui sum. Perpetual motion machine. I plus I equals V. I love egoists because if everyone cares for himself, everyone is cared for. Just pulverize the connotation of words. I've got a million characters. Schizophrenia is normal. And here comes the just like me trick. Three words are the difference between separation and unity. She's beautiful. He's an idiot. He's mad. Just add, just like me. Picked up from the great movie Awake, Erwache, the film on YouTube. Psychology disassembled. Body, spirit, earth, universe are one. Psychology becomes irrelevant. It's similar to the term morality. This was used in so many contexts, which differ largely from the reaction behavior of insects. Nose nor morality. What distinguishes is empathy and charisma. instantaneous emotions and not our ability to think. Especially rethinking about psychological imbalance is irrelevant. Gap people will experience like everyone else, will soon be healed or be transformed. The information is now accessible to everyone. Keep it simple. Within the swarm intelligence, there are simply no psychological problems. It's quoted from the DMT long-term effects on page 131. The more evolution happens to you, many things that made us human will fade away. Missing, doubt, anxiety, pain, worry, die out. Opinion, judgment, justification, anyway. There is no problem. Only if it's no. Psychology becomes irrelevant. All is well. You'll transform into a tree, loving yourself, be circle, infinite being of divine truth. Marriage dies out. An image of faith, as if one had to share his bed forever. Love is. Cuddling is wonderful, yet sleeping alone is often more resting. Those who connect in symbiosis, what is a much more beautiful word than relationship, are also strong by themselves, with sufficient room for rest, for retreat, their own perfect Da Vinci sphere. In your nearest circle, then, your beloved ones can settle, or vice versa. Sex and being alone. I want to note, since half a year, I currently live without having sex. A nice new experience. Many women of nowadays doesn't know anymore how periods without sexual partner feel. In earlier ages, the man had to go to war, had to conquer lands. These natural phases of being alone have boosted the biggest developments. Sex is one of the permanent pacifiers, similar to sugar, tobacco, mobile phone. So it should be. I wanted to transform from a fairy to a tree. I don't need anything, must not leave the forest for months. All will happen. I had enough beautiful lives, best sex, deepest moments. The point where it would be okay to die, I already had years before. After that, your life starts. You're free. That sex becomes different, less important, has also to do with the fact that in the DMT space, 1,000 times more ingenious experiences are possible. Distraction becomes irrelevant. You know what to do with your time. Sex act happens within a deepest soul connection. The subconsciousnesses melt. That is the natural form. If you separate it, it's like with body and spirit, that simply belong together. Fusion without having sex. And here is a supplement, because some derive from the Anastasia books rules that do not exist. She doesn't forbid sex, she only shows that it becomes irrelevant and a higher level if one knows all the secrets of life. That reproduction can also work with something like consciousness fusion. The child between her and Vladimir was triggered, according to the books, similar to Virgin Mary, who has understood Salve Divinorum, and has access to another consciousness in love can possibly trigger that the egg cell parts without fertilization. The mammals can this already. See Biology Lessons for God in the chapter Salvia Divinorum. Unblockade evolution. Not exchanging, but giving away as the new currency. Marketplace for chaos. Money dies out. Money is no longer the only means of payment, because the money that everyone can grow himself is called marijuana, and in its compact form, hashish. It was long before the money traded like gold. Winter stock of the kings. The name hashish is related to the hashashins. It was the activation drug of the assassins. Because our humanity is so ill, and hemp oil and other marijuana products is potent to cure cancer and many other diseases. Therefore, one of the most genius new alternatives to money will grow by plants. Hash replaces money. When they will realize that they cannot eat money, said the Indians. Soon you can smoke it, cure yourself with it. Is there also edible money? Hemp seeds belong to the most compact superfood stock you can have. Hemp is 100 times usable. Medicine plants replace money. Build seed bars and coordinate tree planting drones. Spread permaculture forests. Because soon everyone stops going to work. Soon all land belongs to everyone. Squads and caravans will form themselves by having fun to plant, to leave traces. They shall make it green again. Agriculture dies off. Farming was yesterday. School dies out. A child that is born today never has to go again to school. That is the shortest fact you can foresee. The school of life needs no constraints. Matriarchy gets hereby redefined. Doesn't refer to women have the power, but to the universal form of reproduction. Compare Salvia Divinorum to the image of the Spirobranchia, dream in the dream cloning spiral worm, and a vagina. The universe is not symmetrical but left-handed. Babies drop out where? The meter space is birthing universes after a female pattern. It's indeed logical. Woman is not better, but a mapping of a universal pattern. The other part is male. The energies are symbiotic. Every human being has male and female energies and can individually express these energies. Your motor are you. Concerning the fairy, I don't want to be called good person. I do not act because of being good. Rather something like self-love and creation of the creation. Expression of creation's consciousness. Means I do not do anything for others. I just optimize the system in which I must live. And thus, in long-term, life on this planet. I plant ideas, shake, tear belief images, create enthusiasm, Magic is effective. Because I love it. Because only life, as it should always have been, makes sense. Colorful, connected, pure, wild. Everything else will die out. Stop asking, how are you? We can cancel that question. I am, and it is good. I am a multidimensional astral being in manifold states of the now, in composition of effect and impulse. See, understanding physics, states of energy. The answer to the question disturbs my flow. Wants a definition of my state. I am exactly the opposite. Fluid, everywhere and nowhere. As if my current state could be described with a few words. I am perfect. For years, it has never stopped. Speak less. Empathy is shown differently. Save your words. Pay attention to what happens when you don't say what you just wanted to say. Interaction is a dance. Silence the spell. Speak only if your words are more beautiful than the silence before. You don't have to react. You act. Shake off imprint. Mimic may also rest. Due to my head injury by the forklift, I was allowed to let go all facial expressions for weeks. An irresponsible dead face in no matter what conversation. Ingenious experience. You notice that facial expressions are beautiful, but optional. That we most time wear tensed faces. I was long enough beautiful. Now I can also look like I want. Beauty is an attitude. Workshop and magic. Trigger enthusiasm. Resonance. Self-empowerment is super. To give an ingenious idea growth, it can take 3 brilliant minutes or 30 different lives. Or regarding to the decipherment of God, how old was the universe again? Very old. Until the aha effect is found also in Google image search. Wishes fulfill backwards in time. Magnetic field lines from the future. You can be busy 100 lives only with everyday life and life preservation instead of leaving really footprints. But at some point, also your matrix will split. The revolutors and the fabulous superheroes are in each. Sparkling child eyes were also yours. That's where the magic comes from. That's evolution. You are legend. Just behave like it. Art of Impact Parents. Sylvester 2017, when all the world celebrated the turn of the year, the sound barrier was broken. And in these 3 days, 30 pages scaled to 300. So this book had been unfolded in 3 nights, 3 years, 300 lives. In verse, one idea. Locked in the safe as an inception, which dissolves, reshapes your reality, your faith image. P.S. I often talk about me in a V form. I is only the executing host of the many energies. We are a symbiont of life forms. Therefore, often I and we are equal. Reincarnation and fairy tale creatures. Reincarnation? It's more something like simultaneous incarnation. Everything that ever lived is at the same time there. There exists only the now. It is an access to different ancient energies and old characters that you feel connected with. In my case, the fairies, the elves, the healers, the inventors. Of course, the characters who have always lived on the marginal zones of the system, close to the pulse of life. From the Oracle of Delphi to Queerfellow Einstein, to Da Vinci, passing Uschi Obermeier to Stephen Hawking. Then there are countless other universal energies depicting the rest of the infinity. The gnomes, the faun, the lawing Buddhas, the stone beings, the dwarves and hobbits, the nymphs, the pirates. And there are many more. For example, Vulcans and Klingons, as in Star Trek. There are only names that we invented to describe similar patterns. Autist is something like Vulcanian. Shake of imprint leads to your ancient character. You can feel how you are meant to be. Your character is a free shapeable object of art. There are three classes of people. Those who see when they are shown, and those who do not see, said Leonardo da Vinci. Your karma, you compose yourself. No one is damned to a damned life. Beyond border thinkers. Those who make us see. Stephen Hawking, one of the heroes of our era, provided one part of the world formula, basic knowledge for consciousness jump. And with his quantum creation, he was also right. Hawking, by the way, likes to play with opposites. First, he teaches the whole world what black holes are. Then he doubts their existence. He repeatedly tried to refute his own theories, who again and again pulverizes belief pictures, finds truth. I hope this book will soon arrive to him. His prelude in the book The Physics of Star Trek, which I read at age 17, had started my journey. What happens when you die? Consciousness generates matter. Matter interacts with consciousness. When you die, the measuring process of your brain ends. The brain is just a filter for our reality. And suddenly, you're in all realities. Your body is not working anymore. You're free. You are energy in a quantum state of non-measuring. Previously, your body was the measuring station, which is now broken. Memory is no longer bound to the body. It's like you, everywhere. That's why global consciousness is learning with every death, whether it is mosquito, animal or human. In the next life, you are a mixture of what you were and what you should become. Only that there is no fate. You compose your destiny yourself. Actually, you never really die. You haven't even been born. You are free energy. Because your body is only a measuring station, you can also leave it, park it, and be energy in ancient form. Astral travel. A chapter in itself. Yes, it works. The mind can leave the body. Your consciousness is not tied to your body. In meditation, sleep paralysis of the body. You can, with some practice, roll out of the body and travel verifiable everywhere in our reality, and also travel in all possible realities. Robert Monroe unleashed with his book Journeys of the Body a movement about so-called astral traveling, astral projection. Currently, the science is also interested in this. The movie Doctor Strange captures astral travels and DMT as fantasy. If you want to know more, it is referred to the internet. For example, in YouTube, 10 secrets astral projectors won't tell you. To-do list. First, learn to fly. Second, fly away. Something like that, we are most similar in meditation. Zero point of thought. There is no non-life, only the zero point as the maximum nothing. Pure being without before, without after. Without rules, without desires. Vicious block what will happen anyway. Silence. Now. And the time transcends. Incarnation can also stop. Because it fits where you live. The universe is only an auxiliary tool. Consciousness and computer. What is the difference between consciousness and computer? Superposition, superimposed quantum states, nonlinear dynamics and chaos, the ability to extinguish and create. A machine has only consciousness if it is designed according to the ingredients of the world formula. At least a quantum computer, Tower shape, fractals, sacred geometry. Not impossible, but without connection in the DMT space, no swarm intelligence. That's why artificial intelligence remains pet. These are my 5 cents to the end of the world scenarios through AIs and robots. Artificial intelligence lacks empathy. The zero point wanted to have its own chapter. So here we go. Zero point compact. If it was good, it is coming again. You can let go. Zero point is where you don't have to do anything anymore. Where everything fits. Where you can forget everything. Where you can relaxed observe all asymptotical functions, how they will never reach zero. Asymptotical means not matching, infinitely trying to be. And if you pulverize the zero point, you land again there. Zero point equals fuck you all. Orgasm timeout. It's where life begins. Nothing is. Everything is spinning. Blind riding is like deaf hearing, is like lying traveling. Just go through the zero point. This reverts inside to outside. In zero point, everything is incalculable. And here's quoted from the DMT Salvia Cinema, what will follow on the last pages of Lucid Dream. At some point, you feel happy about that there is nothing you wanted to do in the space of forgetting again and again. Oblivion. Resonance physics. Here we see a resonance pattern on a sound plate that passes through the frequency spectrum. You see flower of life alive. Pictures are from the YouTube video Amazing Resonance Experiment. Very recommended is a web search for water semantics and 432 Hz water frequencies. The kinematics is a research area of physics. Here is an amazing work of science linked. It's a music optical masterpiece from the Stanford University called Cymatics, Science vs. Music, to be found on YouTube. From there it is quoted, "Everything owes its existence solely and completely to sound." How does it feel to be a resonance frequency? Resonance equals wave trains of the same phase amplified that give a pattern of clear overlay, no chaos. Sleeping is an unfocused, a decoherent condition. Decoherent means uncoordinated consciousness impulses, wave trains in chaotic, different phases. Meditation is a focused, a coherent state. Coherent means wave trains are in phase. Here, resonance is possible. Dreams are focused as well as chaotic patterns. Lucid dreaming means crystal clear dreaming. What can be learned? Then you get within your dream aware that you dream. You can control the dream and all magic within. Dreaming happens in hyperspace. Dreaming, sleeping, and DMT have a lot in common. Every night, every person on this planet goes into a strange quasi-dead state, experiencing the wildest things. Who wonders about DMT should first be surprised about sleeping. Both are totally natural. Every man produces DMT at least 3 times in his life. In mother's womb, in a dream, at death. Falling asleep. If you have difficulties in falling asleep, there's a trick with breathing. I call it 1-4, 0-1-8. That means you count up to 4, breath in, then you continue count up to 8, and hold the air thereby. Then count to 8 in the same speed and exhale. With this rhythm of exhalation, each time your systems will fall deeper. meditation. That was already one of the main hints in Conference of the Underground, so here just a short addition. One way is to concentrate just on the airflow between lip and nose, to forget everything else, pure perception. That activates the pineal gland. Lucid dreaming can be learned. You're doing so-called reality checks, something like count the fingers on your hand, test a light switch, check if the moon and the sun are there. As soon as these reality checks get routine, they can appear as a routine in dream. And that's the moment where you get it, where you realize you're in a dream. From this moment, it's a lucid dream. And one can be immediately in the most beautiful landscapes. Experience 360-degree viewing. Listening to music. Entertain with any heroes of your youth. The movie Waking Life tells exactly this. Lucid dreaming is also reconnecting to DMT space. This manual on evolution can also be seen as a psychoactive drug, substance, information. Dissolve everything that shapes you. Blackout. Reset. Rearranging stars. Because we can and not must. Lucid dream, the title. At first, I did not think of conscious dreaming, lucid dreaming. The book is simply just a clear dream of a fairy. Yet, if you become aware in this life that you are in a dream, you can control it. So this is by definition a lucid dream. Inception and DMT. In the DMT space, it is possible to interconnect in the same way as in the film Inception shown, into dreams, into the consciousness worlds of others. That's why artists are so creative at night. When most sleep, rests the atmosphere. Most are in the realm of dreams and forget everything when waking up. Everything is connected. Nothing is alone. Each has its existence in each other. Music explains evolution. Self-healing. We came to dance. The clip We Came to Dance on YouTube by Tasha Blank explains the world formula by music, feeling and science. Here the miracle of birth is explained. Every human being has passed through a metamorphosis to a conscious being, just forgotten.
We were born in motion. After 9 months unfurling to our mother's heartbeat, cells multiplied into systems, building bones and brains and blood, pulses synced, composing spines, formulating feet. Then something happened. As we learned to balance on our own two feet, we learned there was a right way and a wrong way to move them. We learned there were rules to being human. We learned to speak when it was our turn, walk in single file lines, squeeze our wild into business suits and pretend that we feel fine. We stopped listening to the humming of our veins, signed off from the senses that shake us awake, and we chose screens over flesh, minds swept up in a fury of distraction. We forgot that every time we breathe, I inhale part of you and exhale part of me. We forgot that we all share the same pulse. We forgot there is another way, and that we've known it since that tiny cluster of cells turned into the first kick in our mother's womb. See, we've got a direct line of communication to the rhythm living in the space beneath our minds. Rhythm will rewire our lives if we let it.
Epic never forget. Within the rave and Goa cultural scene lies the greatest potential for revolution. This revolution will become a symphony. Next to the shamans, it is the Goa Tribal Psytrance Networks that we have to thank for connecting the world of DMT and plant medicine like ayahuasca, salvia, yopo, the Antio plant treasures. Entheogene refers to all psychoactive plants with hallucinogenic or psychoactive effect. Note, Goa is a festival movement and kind of music that is not in 4-4 time. Listening is helpful. Actually, you need this year only to pack your backpack and go to a festival, a rainbow, a LARP, and never return. Goa and good. Goa is evolution. Let music flourish the planet. Illusion by the Galactic Effect.